Welcome to Shulam Achshava on the Daf, Shir Sponsor, Lui Nishma, Asam, Biyakav Shom, Leav HaSitzchok. We're holding over the Zohar Daf Lamedalit. The Gemara Mudal brings that Rekivo came to the place called Ginzak, and they asked him three questions, and he did not have the answer. Question number one, are Misanim L'Shores or Ein Misanim L'Shores? You do tiny spits, which is only for a part of the day. Question number two, is the Kankanim of Goyim, of the Kachovim, the barrels? Do we say that after 12 months they become mutter because the wine goes out? And what baguette, what clothing did Moshe Rabbeinu wear in the Shiva Simei HaMiluim in the 7 days that were the buildup of the Mishkan? The Mefarshim tried to explain if there's a connection between these three questions. We'll bring one mahalach that's brought down in the Chasam Sefer, in the Likuti Manchumish. And he explains the following mahalach. Misanim L'Shores is a question. Can you do a tainis, which is not a full day? Can you do a partial kapara? A full day, says the Chasam Sefer, is equivalent like bringing a carbon. When you do a tainis only for a few hours, it means you're not doing a full kapara, you're doing a partial kapara. The question is, does that work or does not work? So bring a raya from the following. The Kohen needs to wear Shmoin Abgadim. Why is the Kohen wearing Shmoin Abgadim? The Gemara in Erechin tells us, then he wears the Shmoin Abgadim to be mechaper and different averus. Part of them is Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shvichas Domim. Every one of the Abgadim comes to do a different kapara. Says the Chasam Sofer, all these kaparas are protection on Chet HaEgel. When the Kohen goes into Beis Hamikdash, he does the Avodah, he needs that protection for the Chet HaEgel. Because it wasn't fully, did not fully have a kapara, wasn't fully rectified. It's still out there. As we know it, as it says in the Torah, we're in Pogdi Pukati, and the Chazal tell us, because Baruch told Moshe Rabbeinu, that slowly he will punish on Chet HaEgel for all the generations. It's something that stays there in Am Yisrael. And that's the explanation in the question over here. Moshe Rabbeinu did not participate in Chet HaEgel. So he doesn't need the Shmoin Abgadim. So what does he wear when he does the Avodah in Yemei HaMiluim? So this question proves this Nekuda. The Chet HaEgel wasn't fully miskaper. They didn't have a full kapara, only a partial kapara. Meaning you see from here, there's such a concept of having only a partial kapara. So that is connected to the idea, do you do tiny sharis? Because tiny sharis also means you want to do a partial kapara. But this is all based on the fact that you want to tell us, the Chet HaEgel was a real chet, was a sin. There's a taina against Am Yisrael Chet HaEgel, and it didn't just go away. Now, why should I think otherwise? Because the pasuk in Shir Shirim says, "Heviyani al beis hayayin v'diglu alay ahavo." And Chazal darshan, "Mayayin einoy mefik tamoy, kacha avosom shel Yisrael amokon." The same way wine doesn't go away, meaning it does not lose its taste, so also the love that between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael does not go away. And the Chazal Sefer takes it to say, that Chet HaEgel wasn't really taken so seriously because the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so intact that nothing, no sin could take it away. So that bring a raya from the fact that the kankanim of goyim after 12 months, they lose the taste. Meaning you see that wine also loses some of its koyach, of its taste. So Yemeir tells us that the Chet HaEgel could chalila be effective and cause some kind of a disconnect between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. The Chet HaEgel does have an effect. Because the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu declines so is compared to wine. In the same way wine takes, the taste goes away a little bit at a certain degree. Also, when Am Yisrael is doing Chatayim, it takes away, so to speak, a little bit of the connection, the love between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. So this is the connection between the three questions. If the wine after 12 months loses its taste, that means the Chet HaEgel has an everlasting effect. And that's why you have a need to Shmoin Abgadim. So you may have the question will be why Moshe Rabbeinu was wearing, because he was not part of Chet HaEgel. How you'll tell me Chet HaEgel was a kapara? It wasn't a full kapara. It was only a partial kapara, like tinies that could be a tiny sharis, which is only a partial tinies. That is the clever mahalach of connection of the Chasam Sofer. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list, what's a good, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.